Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father. We come with a grateful heart on this morning to say thank you for blessing us to see one more day, to rise, to shine, and to give you the glory. Father God, we thank you for new mercies that embrace us this morning. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and commission, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your angels. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Father God, we just come to say this morning, we are grateful, and in all things do we give you thanks. Father God, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. Father God, as we decree and we declare that it will not prosper and it will not take root and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you for the life where Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we say thank you for our direction. Thank you for our protection. Thank you for our provisions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Over, over, and over, and over, over, and over, and over, and over, and over again. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, we ask that you would have your way in our services today. Hallelujah. Father, with you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Satan horrified, and Jesus Christ is and always will be Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and his mercy endure forever. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day. Amen. That the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We welcome all of our first-time listeners listening in across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're glad to have you to be a part of us this morning. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions, and man do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform, amen, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, amen, and then Sundays at 12 o'clock, amen. So keep coming on back, amen, and bring somebody else back with you, amen, hallelujah, and we bless the Lord. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Thanking him, amen, for every good and perfect gift. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. We just want to thank God for refreshing. We want to thank God for the power of prayer. We just want to thank God for everything. We want to thank God for our praise party. Amen. Last night. Amen. A Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us was tired. Amen. I get it. I get it. Glory be to God. I fell asleep myself, but guess what? I woke up. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know what? God sees your heart. God sees your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're here. Amen. Every morning. Amen. Not only are we here every morning, we start out at 5 o'clock on Facebook. 5 o'clock on Facebook. Amen. So to be on Facebook at 5, that means we got to be up at least by, I know the Lord had me up at 3 o'clock every morning just to be ready at 5 o'clock. So my body's been shutting down earlier and earlier. Amen. But we got to find balance and got to find rest. We got to do all that. Amen. As we learn to keep God first. And I'm telling you, God shows us how to do this thing. And so we're just so grateful. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying Women's History Month. My God, my God. It's so refreshing what God is doing. Amen. And this was God's idea. God instructed me like at the last minute, a couple days before March 1st. Amen. Glory be to God. And first we said we put for Black History Month. We spoke about some of the Black historians. Amen. And that was delightful. And so along that vein, we said we would do Women's History Month. But then the Lord put a little twist in and he said, but you're going to do the women in the Bible. I said, okay. And so we want to thank God, amen, for helping me. Well, I do have the gift of administration, I will admit. Amen. And so we had this thing all mapped out. I almost made one mistake yesterday. We caught that right in time by the grace of God. So every day this month, we have a woman in the Bible. And then we have one of the ministry partners is going to come, amen, and share, amen, their insight, their input on it. And we pray that you have been blessed. Amen. We started out this month with Potiphar's wife. Amen. Glory be to God. And then our brother Tyrone came and spoke on Eve. Sister Erica came and spoke on Hannah. Sister Priscilla came and spoke on Elizabeth. And our sister Ernestine spoke on Hagar. Our sister Catherine spoke on Abigail. Our sister Estelle spoke on Miriam. Our sister Joanne spoke on Delilah. Our brother Jordan spoke on the Samaritan woman at the well. Our sister, glory be to God, Tavera, amen, spoke on Tamar, amen, on yesterday. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. And the month, we're not even halfway finished the month. Amen. And today, amen, we, hallelujah, have some conversation about Martha. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. So we pray that you are enjoying yourself. Amen. I've been making sure, amen, that we post it on Facebook. Amen. That still has to be updated. Amen. I have some meetings next week. Amen. Glory be to God with some people that's going to give us some help on media. Amen. Glory be to God. Just pray that we can afford it, that the rates will be affordable. Keep praying, saints. Keep giving and keep praying. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen. And you can also always go back into our archives at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. I was there this morning as I introduced our speaker this morning. I was in our back office. And we have a couple thousand messages there. And that's not the only place we keep our inventory. We've been doing this for almost 12 years. So let's just, let me take 1 minute here and then just figure something out. Amen. Y'all know I like the math. I like math. All right, so let's just go with 11 years. Amen. Glory be to God. So if we've been meeting here every morning, okay? This roughly 365 days in a year, okay, in 10 years. So that's so we have about over 4,000 messages. It's probably more. I'm going to say 4,000. So we have portion, and all of them are recorded in the archives. Woo. So we have a portion here at Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, and then we have a portion in the platform that we was on prior to coming to Blog Talk Radio. So we have a lot of good stuff. We have a lot of good stuff. Amen. And someone shared with me, amen, glory be to God, a service where we can get all this audio transcribed into written form. So can you imagine the books and teaching materials and all that at our disposal? We're just living in wonderful times. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, our evangelist Nancy. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. We want to thank God for the calling on her life. Amen. She is truly an evangelist indeed. She is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. She goes out there in the highways and the byways, and she don't wait for nobody. She don't wait for nobody. Amen. I call her the female John the Baptist. She just go on by herself when necessary. Amen. And she loves the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank God for all that she does. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our evangelist Nancy. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen. God bless you and good morning. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Good morning there, Pastor Bradford, Pastor Dr. Alfreda.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And may the Lord use you, and the floor is absolutely yours.
Amen. Well, I'm going to go straight through just in case you have anything else you need to say. Let me go forth in Jesus' name. I love you, sis. Okay, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the Almighty God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Creator of the universe, the great I am that I am, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. God, before I get started, please forgive us for our sins. Forgive me, wash me, cleanse me under the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. As I open my mouth, that the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, would use me for your glory, honor, and praise, God. Help me to move flesh out of the way, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, thank you for each and every one that's on this line today, God. It's not by coincidence. In Jesus' name we pray. Give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, that it may be a change from the inside out. In the outside in. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. A good morning to each and everyone in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to go ahead and make this my message today because I had a message, but I could sit back and, yes, God, bring that forth some other time in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be reading today Luke, the 10th chapter about Martha and Mary, the 10th chapter. Chapter starting at the 38th verse. 10th chapter, 38th verse. And it says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into the house. I'm just going to take one at a time, and yes, God, in the name of Jesus. See, you know what's so funny? Jesus Christ knew exactly in the name of Jesus that he was going to be led to the village in the name of Jesus. He knew Mary was going to receive him in the name of Jesus. See, you know, yes, God, That's why we got to always be ready in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Martha said, sure, you can come on in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And you know what Jesus like? Jesus like when we get to say, come on in. Yes, God, come into my house. You know she should have had her head up. She should have been proud that Jesus Christ wanted to enter into her home in the name of Jesus. He could have went to anybody's home, but he was led to Martha's home. I'm going to keep reading because there was a reason why Jesus was led to her home. See, that's why in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, when God leads certain people to your home, oh, welcome them in. Because see, they're going to have a message for you. They've been led by God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Oh, my God. You know, so it's a twist in this message in the name of Jesus. That's why we got to be careful in the name of Jesus Christ. God said, for those that entertain us, yes, we must be, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. I got to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus Christ. And it came to pass. See, it's a certain time with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's why we got to wait on him in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. This, like I said, this is not by coincidence in the name of Jesus. It just had a certain time. So when it came to pass, he was led to this village. You know, village ain't but so big in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And he said, a certain woman, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, named Martha. Put your name there in the name of Jesus. Received him. You know, a lot of people ain't going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is knocking on so many people's doors. And on so many, I mean by your doors, is your heart. But see, so many people not receiving him. A lot of people say, I'm just not ready yet. I'm not ready to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Because, see, I still got things to do in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is knocking on your heart today. Would you receive him today in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? But she received him into her house. I'm going to say, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And that is Luke 10, 38. I'm going down to 39. Excuse me, y'all, my voice. You know how voice get early in the morning. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. And the 39 verse said, and she had a sister. Isn't that amazing? She had a sister, Martha did. Oh, here we go. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. You know, as soon as he came in, Mary said, shoot, I want to go sit on near Jesus. I want to see Jesus had to be led here for a reason. I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing. I don't want to go ahead of myself. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to sit at Jesus' feet. And I mean, she wasn't five blocks away. She wasn't two blocks away. She ran right up to Jesus' feet and sat right next to him. My God, that's the anointing of Jesus. And that's how desperate she was. She wanted to hear what the Son of God had to say. Shoot, he was led at this home. My sister Martha home. Oh, no. I want to hear what he has to say. And then, let me see, she already heard about Jesus. Oh, yes, he was doing the healing. And, yes, God, restoring the blind and making the Lord Jesus. Could you imagine in the name of Jesus making the lame walk in the name of Jesus, the anointed power that was upon him in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Oh, my God. It was led to the village to marry her sister's house. Oh, my God, my God. She didn't hesitate. She didn't ask, should she? She ran and sat. I don't know about ran, but she sat right next to him. Oh, my God, my God. Being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us are in the presence of the Lord Jesus? Oh, Jesus and the Lord Jesus Christ. When you get in his presence, like you're sitting right next to him. When you get in the presence of the Lord, it's like that. It's a chill that comes over your body. It's a chill you can't even explain when you get in the presence. In the name of Jesus. So it made it seem like that you already know other people was there. Listening, waiting, anticipating. In the name of Jesus. How many of us are like that? Oh, my God, my God. But it was one who wasn't. Let me keep on going in the name of Jesus. How many of us are running away from Jesus instead of running to him? How many of us are making excuses why we can't sit at the feet of Jesus? And if I had to have a topic today, my topic would be stop and listen. Stop and listen. How many of us are stopping and listening? I mean really listening to the word of God. Pastor Dr. Frieda already said how many messages, awesome messages was on. Did we really stop and listen to it? Did we say, whatever. My God, my God. So busy. And I'm going to go to the next one. In the name of Jesus, sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Oh, my God, I guess she just probably was just listening to the word and taking in the word. And as Dr. Pastor Bradford would say, for breakfast, she didn't have the natural food. She was just eating on the word, getting filled with the word. In the name of Jesus. Making sure that she didn't miss not one word that Jesus Christ was saying. She said, I'm going to sit right here because I don't want to miss anything that he has to say. In the name of Jesus, let's move on. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, that's chapter 10. Starting now, I'm at the 40 verse. But Martha was combined about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, now check this out. Does thou not care that my sister had left me? She got a lot of nerve. That my sister had left me. Yes, God, to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now, Martha, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Martha was so jealous in the name of Jesus because she probably was just getting angry because her sister left her to serve our people in the name of Jesus, to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And she went to the, go to Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, and ask her, do you see my sister? Do you see she left me to come and sit at your feet? I guess Jesus said, first of all, does she know who she's talking to? Second of all, why are you so angry? You need to be doing it, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Martha had to catch herself. Martha must have had a whole lot on her mind. Martha was so busy serving the people instead of sitting down listening to the word of God. How many of us are so busy serving men instead of, yes, God, trying to make men happy instead of God happy in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is in her home, bringing forth the word of God, and all she can worry about her sister. Sitting at Jesus' feet. She was jealous. She was angry. Because I guess I should say, I ain't serving nobody. They need to be over here listening to the word of God. They need to stop doing what they doing. Because we're in the presence of the Lord Jesus. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I guess Papa said, you better get on over here and help me. Help me. How many of us get angry sometimes? When a person says, look, I got T.G. Jakes or whoever's on the TV. Look, I got to call you back later. What? You can't talk with me, girl. All you do is gossip anyway. No, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to listen to the word of God. I'm going to see what, yes, God, what this pastor preacher got to say. Don't you know Pastor Braff is on tonight? Well, girl, you on there every night. Oh, hallelujah. Won't you take a break? I said, girl, no, you got to be kidding. We are living in the last of evil days. I need to hear a word today. And you going to get mad at me because I told you I'll talk to you later. Look, I'll talk to you later. You know anyway at 9 o'clock I'm on the prayer line. You already know 12 o'clock I'm on the prayer line. Why you always calling me 12 o'clock at 9 o'clock when you know I'm on the prayer line? Girl, look, stop calling me at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock anyway. You know I be on that prayer line, and now you don't want me to get on a prayer line. Want me to hear your problems. Here, have a number. You need to call a prayer line. Oh, my God, my God. Martha, 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 what's wrong with you, Martha? In the name of Jesus. Does not thy care. They said, Jesus, don't you care that my sister left me alone? Aren't you concerned about this situation? And Jesus said, no, she's doing it right. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But could you imagine the audacity just to tell anyone you're going to stop to go listen to the word? You're going to stop to go to church? Girl, you need to take a time out. No, you go ahead and take your time out. I'm going to go under the word of God. I need the word of God. I need to be refilled. I need to be, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Some of us need to be refilled, renewed. So there'll be a transformation in the name of Jesus. That's why so many people are going backwards instead of forward in the name of Jesus. That's why so many people are talking it, but they ain't living it in the name of Jesus. Because they so worried about other people, they doing other things instead of being at the feet of Jesus. Isn't that something? That's sad. How so many people can try to be a hindrance in your life. Because they see the growth in you. They see the change in you. Now they're angry, they're upset. Why? You could be the same way. You need to be refilled. We all need to be refilled. I don't know about you, I do. I do. Sunday for message do not hold me to the next Sunday. You got to be kidding. I got to be renewed every day. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Had the nerve to say that to Jesus Christ. It grieves me sometimes when people say, in the name of Jacob, Miss Holy, Rodeo, Hickam, so-and-so, all they talk about is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What do you want them to talk about? Go hurry up, shut the door, don't answer that phone. All she want to do is talk about Jesus. Yes. And you need to, too, in the name of Jesus. I'm not trying to be funny. We all need to, in the name of Jesus. How many of us feel as though we are, yes, God, going backwards, going to do the things that we used to do? Because we're not in the presence of the Almighty God. So that's why the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit say, turn that TV off. Turn that radio off. Stop the gossip and lying in the name of Jesus. Take away that anger and bitterness in the name of Jesus. We all got a gift and a talent. Ask God to activate it within us. Everybody ain't a preacher. Everybody ain't a teacher. Everybody don't can sing. But if you know what, whether you can sing or not, sing for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. How do you know if you could do something if you don't do it? I don't think I could do it like, who? Oh, don't you dare try to do it like Pastor Prophet, nor this one, nor that one. In the name of Jesus, God is trying to use somebody here in the name of Jesus. But you're too afraid. Call a pastor, Dr. Alfreda, and say, where can you put me? Use me for God's glory in the name. Don't do it to satisfy people. Too many people are trying to satisfy everybody except the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. What is it that God wants you to do? Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. What is it that he's nudging you and nudging you? And maybe Pastor Bradford has been asking you and asking you till you stop asking. Now you're angry. Oh, this one on that one. Pastor Bradford, stop asking me. Yeah, she stopped asking you. Because every time she asks you, can you say no? What do you want the woman to feel like? Why should she have to keep asking you? You probably have the number when you're ready to call her up. Text her. She loves to text. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I got to keep going, I tell you. Oh, my God. Don't you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone. To serve alone. Martha, I tell you the truth, to serve alone. Bid her, tell her, that's what he's saying, in the name of Jesus, therefore, that she will come. Tell her, get up and help me. Tell her, Lord, tell her, Jesus. You tell her to get up. Jesus, I'm going to keep going. Tell her to get up. From being in the presence of the Son of God to come and help you? No, Martha, you need help. You're the one who needs help. In the name of Jesus, like I said, this was no coincidence why Jesus Christ was led to the pillar of this of Martha's home. But let me keep going. In the name of Jesus, to help me. No, Martha, I am your helper. That's why I'm here. And here we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is our helper in the name of Jesus. He want to help those that want to be helped with sincerity of heart. So many people say, help me, God. Help me, God. They don't really mean it. They really don't. They just shame the devil and just say, ouch. They really don't want to be helped. Some people just say it so other people can just hear it. But asking God to help you 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you still think God help you for that one minute thing that the devil keep conquering over you, and we supposed to be the conquerors of all. God said we are not just conquerors. We are more conquerors in Jesus' name. We got to remember that. We are the conquerors. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Satan is defeated in the name of Jesus. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Let me keep on keeping on. I tell you the truth. I said, Lord, I'm going to tell you all the truth. I said, God, look, God, Holy Spirit, I'm not really feeling this. Every time I try to preach to myself, I just, God, I don't know, should I call Pastor Bradford up and tell her that I just can't do this? I can't do this, and I'm going to keep it real. And the Holy Spirit said, oh, you're going to let the devil win just like that? And I ain't going to lie to you. When I heard that, I cringed. And I said, I'm sorry, I had to repent. I had to repent because I won't let Satan win. I had to repent, people, and I'm not ashamed to say it because I try to keep it real. I keep it real. Heck, I make mistakes. Like I tell people, I don't cross every T. I don't practice sin, but I ask God to help me to walk away from sin. I try not to walk to sin in the name of Jesus. I ain't ashamed to say it. Yes, I did. I tried to talk my way out of it. Jesus, the Holy Spirit said, girl, you better go to bed and get yourself ready for tomorrow. I said, yes, Lord. What else I'm going to say? Amen. Amen. Let me keep you going, y'all. In the name of Jesus. Now, check this out. Yes, that's 11. 11th chapter, I'm at the 41st verse, and it says, and Jesus answered and said, now this is what he said to Martha after Martha had the nerve, the audacity to say when she said to Jesus, telling her to get up. Girl, you could, oh, my God. And it says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art, yes, God, careful and troubled about many things. Martha, you're troubled. There's something going on with you, Martha. Guess what, Martha? Hallelujah. I ain't come here for your sister. I came here for you. Martha, 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 you don't understand what's going on. Martha, when I walked in here, the Son of the Living God, you kept on serving people. You didn't even acknowledge me. You didn't even stop, even for a split second, to hear what I had to say. Martha, you just kept on going about your busy way as though I was nothing. But do you know I am the Son of the Living God? In the name of Jesus, I came for you. In the name of Jesus, this word is for you, whatever that word was that Jesus Christ was speaking on. In the name of Jesus, so many people need to stop and listen. Stop being so busy. You know it's a sad thing too. So many people so busy. You up there trying to pray for guys or two or more. It's gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that he would be in the midst of. But yet you got to know to be eating while you're praying. That's not no touching agreeing. The person praying and you flipping a hamburger in the name of Jesus. That's not no touching and agreeing. When you're touching the grill, you got to stop cooking. You got to turn the TV off. You got to be focused. When you come together in the presence of the Almighty God, in the spiritual realm, in the name of Jesus, we already sitting in heavenly places. But to connect with God, your mind got to be on the, yes, God. Your prayer got to be on my prayer. We got to be on the same level. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, you got to be wide awake. One person cannot be sleeping while the other is praying. In the name of Jesus, what are you doing when a person calls you up to have prayer? I had to tell an individual, I heard something fire, or either they were doing dishes. I said, no, stop right now. I cannot have prayer with you. They said, what? I said, no, when we pray, you got to stop everything when we pray. They said, oh, but they didn't know. So I'm glad I said something. So the person stopped doing what they was doing. And we came together in agreement. They said, no, don't hang up. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes we got to let people know. Oh, no. When we coming together, you got to be still. You got to stop. You got to listen. We got to come together in the spiritual realm. Cooking and talking and got the TV all loud. That ain't coming together. That's not everything. It got to be quiet. When you come together in prayer, touching and agreeing. Person up there chewing on the bone of a chicken. I don't mean to laugh, y'all. I'm sorry, but God has filled me up with this joy, but I'm really serious. Not a person pouring out their heart, and you up there eating a bag of potato chips. Now I got to mess with that. Sipping on a soda, chewing on a chicken bone. No, that can't be. Hang up that phone until you ready to pray. Got a mouthful of food. That ain't touching and agreeing. We got the thing mixed up. Maybe that's why God hasn't answered your prayer yet. Because you didn't touch and agree yet. Yeah, yeah, praise. It's rude. It's an insult to God. And it's really rude to the other person. No more, I said. If you're doing sure everything is done. Then we could come to God. I even had to ask God to forgive me. Now I do eat when I'm talking to a person, but not praying. When we start praying, I push my plate aside. I said, yes, I'm ready. And sometimes I said, let me just call you because I just had my dinner in front of me, and I'm going to call you back. Keep it real. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One more verse, y'all. In the name of Jesus. I didn't even know this is the way God was going to take me. And I thank you, God. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. It said, Martha, Martha, Martha. Martha's trouble. Yes, about many things. She had a lot going on. She had a lot going on. So Martha needed to sit down, stop and listen, and she should have followed her sister in the name of Jesus. And the last verse says, yes, God, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. Mary chose the right thing, but Jesus Christ was telling her. Be like your sister. See, a lot of people don't want to be like other people. It's too much jealousy. Let me keep going. And yet, that good part, which shall not be taken, yes, God, away from her. I'm not going to take this away from her. You need to follow her steps. Oh, who, my sister? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are so jealous of other people. But yet, we're supposed to be serving the same God. You should be happy for your sister or for your brother, for your husband, for your wife. Encourage them. Come on over. Come on and sit with me. You know, encourage them. Won't you read the word today? Hallelujah. Won't you pray today in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Let's take turn, not tit for tat. I'm praying this day. You know, go as the Holy Spirit leads you. Amen. You don't always got to pray in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you don't feel like it. But it's okay with me, though. I don't mind. Lord, the anointing is there. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I had a friend, and she said, now, wait a minute now, Nan. In the name of Jesus, sometimes we have a little short devotion. And she said, now, wait a minute now. I read now. You're going to have to close out with a prayer. You want me to read the word and pray? Yes. She said, no, you're going to do something too. I said, yeah, you're right. But if she would, I would have just took it kindly and said, thank you. I keep it real, people. People, let me tell you one thing. Yes, God, so many of us, take heed. Stop and listen. Remember when you get on a prayer line, touch and agree, and not only a prayer line when somebody call you and they in desperate need of prayer, stop. In the name of Jesus, come in agreement with that individual. You have time. If you don't have time, don't answer the phone. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. If you're cooking, if you're cleaning, you're doing something, and you just don't want to stop right then and there, think, look, God tell me what to do. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you to tell you. You pray with them right then and there. Because, see, sometimes when that person calls you, it's the Holy Spirit that's leading them to you anyway. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And sometimes it's not always for them. Sometimes it might be for you. Maybe you didn't even say a prayer all day long. Maybe you didn't read your word all day long. And the Holy Spirit says, I want you to call so-and-so and ask her, would you mind having a prayer with you? And that's not a coincidence. See, Jesus Christ knows what he's doing. The Holy Spirit is wise. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the greatest. He that said nothing, he that said in the word, and don't get upset when that person call you. Why are they always calling me? Because the Holy Spirit wants them to. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and see what's coming. Maybe the Holy Spirit want to stop and block something. For they said in the name of Jesus Christ, when one is together, it's only, yes, God chased 1,000 of demons. But when two come together, 10,000 and more. 10,000 and more demons being stopped by the power of prayer. For the prayers of the righteous are very much, people. Stop. Listen to the word of God. Take away, ask God, the jealousy and the envy in the name of Jesus of Christ, Lord and Savior. When you know that prayer line is at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, don't be calling people if you know that they're going to be on the prayer line. Ask them for the number. Call them up or wait till they get off the line. They'll call you back in the name of Jesus. Stop been a hindrance to so many people in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know who you are, that person, that hinders a person. They, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, they ain't going to stop their growth, though, I'm going to tell you that much. God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, people. Remember, when that person call you and you're cooking, and you're in the middle of cooking, they say, hey, look, I'm cooking. Please, just talk till I'm finished. I've got one little pork chop. I want to flip it over, or maybe it's a burger. Some people don't eat pork. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, say, look, let me flip this, put it on my plate, let me cover it. Okay, now I'm ready for you. Let's pray. Or if you can't, you know, but really when people call me, if I'm not at work, I try giving God the glory, honor, and praise, to just go ahead and pray right then and there. In the name of Jesus. Well, you got to keep it real. You know, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. But when you do, don't be reading your paper and eating your chicken bone and all that. Stop. Come together in agreement. Turn everything off. Not down. Because I tried that too. And I would tell you that you will be still looking at TV at one eye and praying in the back. And really, that's not touching and agreeing. Turn it off. It's not that important. In Jesus' name. This is a van. Yes, God. And take God's word seriously, people. Because we are living in the last and evil days. The time is winding down. Do you know him? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior today? In the name of Jesus. Have you asked God to come into your life to cleanse you, to wash you under the blood of Jesus? Will there be one today that would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? In the name of Jesus, I just have a short prayer. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ today, but you got to say it from the heart. For so many people are praying to God with their mouth, yes, God, and not from the heart. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that he died and rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. And I invite the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for receiving me. Thank you, God, for putting me in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, God, for forgiving me for my sins, in Jesus' name. And I just want to say, if anyone said that prayer today, call somebody up and say, guess what? I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name. Yes, God, I want to pray over you real quick. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for that person or persons that received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, thank you, God, that the word fell on good ground in their life, God, and they will continue to grow and mature in your word, God, that, yes, God, it will be a transformation, yes, God, in their life, God, that they would be able to do all the drawing, God, but that change that's going to be made in their life, somebody will say, yeah, what happened to you? It's such a different man. What happened to you? Oh, my God. What is it? I see a glow. You're not saying the things you used to say. You're not going to the places you used to go. Introduce me to this man that you receive. And say, it's not a man. His name is Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for making a change in that person's life. Do it for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise, in Jesus' name. This is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. I love y'all all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Dr. Alfreda?
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Focusing on Mary and Martha. Amen. We can always depend on the evangelist. Amen. And Minister Nancy to come through. Amen. Glory be to God. An evangelist ain't nobody but an evangelist. And we want to thank God for the unique way that he ministered through you, Minister Nancy. And that is so true. Sometimes when we not feeling it and not feeling it up to it. It's the main time God will use us the most and show us that it's him the one that's doing it. Amen. So, amen. God bless you. Amen. And you know what? As you were sharing in your unique way, amen, and you said something, and I wrote down here that Jesus told Martha, I came for you. Ooh, God, that got me. Ooh, I came for you. My God, my God, my God. Amen, hallelujah, my God, my God. I came for you. I said, Jesus is coming for you, saints. He's coming for the world. He came for the world. I came for you. Amen. Glory be to God. As I was meditating on Martha last night, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we continue to read, beloved, we see that she learned how to relax and let other people do what they do best without feeling challenged, without feeling threatened, without being jealous. Amen. Glory be to God. Just let Mary be Mary and Martha be Martha. But Martha also learned that she could be and she was in fact loved for who she was and not for what she did and how she did it. Jesus loved her. Jesus loved her. Jesus loved her regardless. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Glory be to God. Amen. As we continue reading that story, amen. Glory be to God. We see that Jesus gave her life back. Amen. The life inside of her had died. She was so concerned about, amen, priorities and organization and all that. Amen. Hallelujah. And all that's important, but nothing is more important than our fellowship with God. Minister Nancy, you so funny. You so funny. And I'm sitting here, and you know, but you real. Were you real? Because I've had it happen a lot of times. You trying to pray with people, like you said, they chopping down on a bag of potato chips. Doritos. Got the TV all out. Oh, go talk about you ready to pray and touch and agree. You funny, but it's funny. You know what? Things are funny to us. That's because it's real. We can relate to it. That's why we're laughing. Amen. But we want to thank God, amen, for the story of Martha. Beloved, just amen. She said a whole lot. Go back on replay. Listen to it again. But my greatest takeaway out of everything you said, Evangelist, is Jesus told Mary, amen, I came for you. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The altar call has been made. We pray that those of you who do not know Jesus have responded to the call, knowing as Jesus came for Martha, Jesus came for you. Amen. Glory. Don't let this day go by. Amen. Without receiving him as your Lord and as your Savior. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Good word, good word, good word. Amen. Isn't it beautiful how everybody come in their own personality, their own flavor, their own anointing, their own way of presentation? My God, hallelujah. And bring the message across. Amen. Glory be to God that in the lives of all these women, the bottom line is this. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. Okay, on Monday we'll be back and we'll be talking about Deborah. Some people call her Deborah. Deborah. Amen. We are going to be talking about Rona in the book of Acts. Esther. Amen. Tamar, there's another Tamar. We talked about one. We talked about Tamar who was raped by her brother on yesterday, but there's another Tamar. And we're going to be talking about Rahab and Jezebel. Woo! So that's next week. Amen. And we still got, amen, a few more days to go. So, amen. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you again, amen, Evangelist Nancy, for allowing God to use you in a unique way, a comical way, a powerful way, an anointed way. Amen. But that's your way. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you because you are definitely a cornerstone in this ministry. You are a cornerstone in this ministry and in God's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Because a lot of you are in this ministry today directly or indirectly because of Minister Nancy, our evangelism, amen, inviting you to the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Some came, some left, some came, some stayed. Some of the ones that's left coming back again. Amen. But we want to thank God for you, evangelist. Amen. Be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, it's been a powerful, powerful, power-packed week. Amen. My God, we met at the altar of prayer. Ooh, every day this week, we want to thank all the ministry partners for serving on the forefront. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Had our minister Denise come and serve for us one day this week. Amen. God bless you. We did Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Erica. Amen. On YouTube and Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you enjoyed that. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank our minister Joanne. Amen. For orchestrating our praise party on last night. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank, amen, our Sister Catherine, Sister Estelle, Sister Joanne, Brother Jordan, amen, Sister Tavera, and our Sister Nancy for serving this week as on the women of the Bible. God bless you, amen, and you and you and you. And, God, just want to thank God. We want to thank God for the tithes and offerings and donations, amen, that's coming in. Glory be to God for the support to the ministry. Thank God for the souls that's been saved. Amen. We want to thank God for the fight for the Facebook crowd, amen, on our 5 o'clock platform. Amen. The warriors that's there, and we not late. Glory be to God. We say 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we are there praying and interceding. Thank you, men and women. Amen. Hallelujah. Partners here. Touching and agreeing. We want to thank you. It's been a full week, a lovely week, a powerful week. I'm sitting here and I woke up this morning and I noticed I could bend my leg a little bit more. I said, "Ooh, my God, it's good to have people praying for you. It's not as stiff." I believe when I go for my MRI this week, glory be to God, amen, they're going to say, "Pastor, go home," amen. But amen. I have been taking collagen. I've been taking a lot of collagen. We'll talk about that when we get to the health part. Amen. Glory be to God. And so God be praised. Amen. The vitamins and the herbs, beloved. Amen. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're going to be spending time on your health because your health is your wealth. And if you ain't got no health, you ain't got nothing. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow we will be on our Sunday service will be on Facebook. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Now, we're still trying to find a way. We're still trying to find a way. I went on our back office today. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. And on Blog Talk Radio. And I noticed, I'm going to say this, and we are finished here. Okay, here it is right here. We have an audience on Blog Talk Radio. It changed. They give us up-to-date audience. We have people that's listening to us in France. Hello, our brothers and sisters in France. We have brothers and sisters in South Korea. Good morning to you. Good night, whatever it is over there. We're in the Netherlands, in Italy, in Brazil, in Africa. This is our audience here on Blog Talk Radio. We don't want to lose you. Stay with us. We're still trying to find a way on Sundays, amen, to do Facebook and also incorporate you too. So let us keep praying. Amen. But God is taking us to a brand new audience. Amen. Because they've been waiting on us and we are on our way. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. Amen. Glory be to God. It's been my pleasure to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm looking forward to us all coming back together again physically because, amen, we just love one another that much. Amen. God bless. God bless God. We have our 7 speakers for the Good Friday service. We got our 7 young speakers. Amen. So we're going to wrap all that up. You'll hear more about that. Amen. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. All right. That's it. Hallelujah. I love you. Father God, we say thank you for the service. Thank you for Martha. Thank you for Evangelist Nancy. Thank you for the service all this week. Oh, my God, it's been a fun week, a packed week, Father God. We thank you for, Father God, the partners in LifeWay, Jesus Kingdom Ministry, how we're getting the work done. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, holding up the pastor's arms. Oh, Father God, we thank you for direction, protection, revelation. Oh, Father God, we say the opening the eyes of our understanding. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you over and over and over again. And your words will never return into you void, but will always accomplish everything that we send out to do. Father God, meet us back here tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Father God, and for our Sunday services. And Father God, as we go out today with the weather prediction, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death. Father God, we put it all under the blood of Jesus. It will not, it shall not prosper. And we say thank you, God. Thank you for that rhema word today, Father God, that Jesus came just for you. Oh, my God. Oh, God, thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to present your faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody, everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody, have a good day, a good weekend. See you tomorrow on Facebook. If not, we'll catch you Monday. If we don't catch you there, we catch you in heaven. We're going to catch you somewhere. Amen. So, and so shall we forever be with the Lord. Pastor Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.
Put your hand on
amen
your neighbor's
and
back
amen.
And tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf? Real simple song, just say, you know that to be the truth, give him praise.